Back to the Neil Haley Show. And oh my goodness, I am so excited about my guest. I'm excited to welcome Edwin Hodge to the show. He's going to talk about Parallel. We're going to talk a little Purge to start out. Edwin, how are you? Thanks for stopping by, man.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. So kind of tell us if you're considered for the Purge fans, which I call in wrestling marks, you know, they're really okay. The diehards, what your character was in Purge and all the Purge.
So my character, Dante Bishop, when we first meet him, he's on the run for his life. If people who do know the Purge, they know that, you know, the underprivileged are, you know, under attack of being killed by the rich, and I'm one of the underprivileged. So you catch me on the run, and I'm fortunate to be saved by a young boy who lets me into his home. And from there, chaos ensues. The family's trying to get me out. There's people trying to come in to kill me, and my character ends up saving the day. And, you know, in the next two films to follow, he comes back as basically a revolutionary who's, you know, fighting for the cause, fighting against the government and, you know, the new rules that they have. Yeah.
Shout out to my buddy that we're going to be trying to do a film with, Chris Mulkey. Chris was in The Purge, the first one, and he was one that was trying to kill you. Chris is a great guy.
He's a great guy. He really is, man. We had a great time filming on set. Just very, very personable, cool, jokes all the time. But you know, we had to snap out of that as soon as they
you have to see him get his guitar out and play. But see, I'm a former professional wrestler coming back to the ring, and we're going to try to pitch also in the process as I'm going out for my documentary. I'm trying also to make a movie about the Road Warriors with Chris wrote the screenplay. So yeah, some cool stuff. Cool. Yeah, we're definitely going to stay in touch, Edwin. All right, so you and your brother are doing some big things. Tell us about the sci-fi thriller Parallel.
Yeah, Parallel is a movie that came to us through another producing partner of ours over at Rumble Riot. The original film, Parallel Forest, was written and directed by Li Zhang. And they just wanted to turn it into an American version. And we were fortunate to be asked to star in it, my brother and I. And then through it all, we ended up writing and producing it. And, kind of developing the storyline a little bit differently, obviously giving it, you know, the Hodge Brothers spin. And, you know, we went out, we found Karusha Hari, who's our director. He directed a film called The Night, which I thought was great. I loved his style of shooting. So, you know, it was befitting that he jumped on board. And after that, we got the amazing Danielle Deadwyler, who, if you don't know who she is, she's in Till, she's in Harder They Fall. But she's an amazing actress with I love her process. But we were able to get her on board. We shot, you know, 20 days up in Vancouver, BC. And we brought this project that we have right now to the world. So it's doing pretty well. We got some really, really nice reviews and responses to the project. So, you know, for the first film under the Hodge Brothers umbrella, we are happy with the success that we have with it so far.
You know, and talk about kind of going with your brother and coming up and creating a production company, the challenges and all those different things. Then we'll get into a little bit more about the story of Parallel. But I think this is so important for my listeners out there to understand specifically how artists are really trying to be creators now and create their own stuff because they can come up with their own stories, the things that they can choose.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, I think that was the next, you know, evolutionary step as far as my brother and I's career in general. We started getting to a point where people were asking us, you know, to read their scripts and, you know, what we thought, did we know any producers or anything of that nature? And, you know, my brother and I, we realized we already have all the pieces to the puzzle to start our own production company and create our own ideas. You know, I've been writing for a very long time. Nobody knows because I haven't had anything, you know, developed yet, but I've been working on that craft since I was 18. And, you know, I'm now, you know, damn near 40, and here we go with my first, you know, writing credit. But it's the process, you know, it takes a while. It takes, you know, determination and, you know, will, obviously healthy support from friends and family to keep you going. But, you know, we're setting out to tell stories that, you know, all can identify with. You know, we really want to obviously highlight, you know, the BIPOC community, being, you know, in the BIPOC community ourselves, and tell stories that, you know, benefit us culturally, and tell stories that, you know, people probably wouldn't even think to see us in this light. We're just trying to create a new platform for us and the world.
And it's, and when you create something yourself, it's so much more special to promote it, right?
It is, you know, it's especially when you develop it from the very beginning. You know, as actors, we come in, you know, kind of at the end of the process of development, and now we just, you know, we got to make it happen. But to really kind of narrate and dictate, you know, who is doing what and how we need to do it, and making sure that, you know, our responsibility to the 150 members of our crew is, you know, steadfast with making sure everybody is happy and healthy and, you know, productive in the working environment. You know, it's much different than the world we knew. And, you know, we had a little bumps in the road and whatnot, but that comes with anything that you get into, any business you get into. But, you know, producing, directing, being able to just create on your own, you know, is a privilege that we feel that, you know, we could actually go ahead and utilize. And yeah, we got a couple of things on the slate, man.
Exactly. And you're still acting and doing a really good job. FBI's Most Wanted, you're having a blast, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Love the show. I really do. You know, my fiance, she gets on me, not gets on me, but she's just dumbfounded that I never have complaints when I come home from work. It's a great show, great cast. Dylan McDermott, he's our number one on the show, an amazing leader. If those who don't know, it's part of the Dick Wolf camp. So, you know, you got the Law and Orders in the family, the Chicago Meds, Flyers, and whatnot. He's got a great reputation behind him, and our set is just it's amazing. But yeah, man, I'm able to spread my wings. You know, the story development is really, really, you know, great and progressive for my character. So I'm thoroughly enjoying the process.
Now, when you think about Dick Wolf, what have you learned from Dick Wolf that's helping you now with you and your brother?
So, you know, Dick Wolf, he has his thing, you know, and everybody knows it in his camp. You know, just don't F up, right? Just don't F up, you know, just come to the job, you know, willing and able to be a team member. If problems do arise, you know, let's not make it a conflict, you know, let's make it a discussion. But, you know, it's patience. You know, when you're dealing with so many different personalities, you have to be patient. You know, you're not going to react to everybody the same exact way. So, you know, how can you curate yourself as a businessman to, you know, allow yourself to give up one? You got to give up your ego. The ego's got to go sometimes, you know.
Right.
And in a healthy way, right? You get your confidence in knowing what you
exactly
need.
The successful people. Yeah. The successful people have that special something. And I know you have that special something as well, because you're motivated, you're grinding, you're acting and creating your own stuff. But where can we see Parallel? Where's the best place, Edwin,
to check it out? Parallel's on Amazon. It's on Apple Plus, a bunch of streaming networks. So you can't miss it.
All right. We appreciate it, Edwin. Thanks for stopping by, man. And I appreciate you coming by. And we'll have to talk off air about some projects I might be bringing to you. All right. Thanks again, man.
Listen, let's do it. Bye.
See ya. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Up next.